disciplining of the self can go on and on and on. There will be no end to it. For the ego will always be able to find ways to keep the aspirant busy in self-improvement, thus blinding him to the fact that the self is still there behind all his improvements. For why should the ego kill itself? Yet the enlightenment, which is the goal he strives to reach, can never be obtained unless the ego ceases to bar the way to it. At this discovery, he will have no alternative to and will be quite ready for the short path.